Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Houser reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Daly and he is out, O'Connell applying the tag. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Rakow moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Rakow moves to third. Houser moves to second. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rakow tags and scores. Houser tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cottier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Joe McLean. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Gabler now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rakow strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby throws the ball into Cottier, who tags Houser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Posada scores. Lump goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keogh. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Stillwell pinch hits for John Gabler. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rakow hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotter takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh moves to third. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keogh scores. Cotter moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bright now playing third base. Pete Burnside now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rakow bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Cotier covering, for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cotier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Green pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.